Is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
To wear now, I say a little prayer for. run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time. And all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you.
And easy. I say a little prayer for you. That was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with Heartbreaker, which was written by Barry Gibb and friends, family, actually, and sung originally by Dionne Warwick. So there's a set for you that you never thought you would hear. Right. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy here on Tube City Online or Vulcan Sound Radio or WRCT in Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us. But now it is time to talk about the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate. And why wouldn't you want a celebration? Anyhow. Beginning with March 21st, March 21st is Credit Card Reduction Day. That means paying it off. That's always a good idea to do every month, whether you spend a lot or spend a little. Just pay it off. You don't have that problem hanging over your head. It's also Fragrance Day, and I dare you to go out and find a fragrance that you'll like. Something that doesn't cloy your nostrils or anything like that. It's also World Poetry Day. March 22nd is As Young As You Feel Day. So if you feel young, just act that way. You know, if you can run, go ahead and run. If you don't feel young enough to run anymore, just pretend you can. You'll tire out quickly. It's also National Goof Off Day, so never mind what I just said. Just goof off from doing that. March 23rd, several foods in this day. It's Chip and Dip Day. It's also Melba Toast Day. Do you like Melba Toast? I love the taste of that. I don't know how it's made, but anyhow, it's also National Chia Day, and if you like chia seed pudding, that's always delicious. National Puppy Day and Near Miss Day. So if you find yourself within a millimeter of hitting another car with your car, that's a near miss. So Near Miss Day. March 24th is National Cheese Steak Day. Cheese steak, of course, from Philadelphia. National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day. I don't recommend the two together. It just sounds awful. March 25th is the Feast of the Annunciation of the pending birth of Jesus, of course, which happens on December 25th. So March 25th is the day we announce it 9 months earlier, of course. I'm not sure that it actually happened on those days way back then, but let's just roll with it. It's also Pecan Day and International Waffle Day. March 26th, Live Long and Prosper Day. Obviously a day for Trekkies. Make up your own holiday day. Well, there you go. If you've not liked any of these that I've suggested, make up your own. on March 26th. It is also National Spinach Day, a good day for Popeye. March 27th is National Joe Day. I mean, National Joes are important. And actually, that's the end of my list. I forgot to mark the end of it. So National Joe Day is on March 27th. If your name is Joe, you're national. So there you go. But you've never done it like that, I bet. Here's John Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. With friendly talk and music you know, the better your spring day will go.
is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Botticelli there, Dick Baker, actually, and I won't last a day without you. Frank Chaxfield before that with Sunflowers, Ronnie Aldridge with Agonalen Naturally. Alone Again Naturally. Lex De Azevedo and California Girls, John Gregory, and You Never Done It Like That. And that was that set right here on SRE. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Germany, a German city, broke a Guinness World Record when it hosted a parade featuring Dachshunds. They guess around 900 or more. Regensburg, home of the Dachshunds theme Dackel Museum, hosted the world's largest Dachshund dog walk when the parade featured at least 897 wiener dogs walking with their owners. Some counts indicated that the number may have been as high as 1175, but the Guinness World Record could only confirm 897. Seppi Kuhlbeck, who founded the Dackel Museum with his husband Oliver Storrs, said the parade was aimed at bringing some positive energy to the community. He said the Dachshund isn't political. For the Dachshund, all people are equal, regardless of skin color or where they come from. I think that's true for all dogs, actually. Meanwhile, police near the northern tip of Michigan's Lower Peninsula were called to a motel to help secure an unusual piece of left-behind property, a live alligator. The Sheboygan Police Department said officers were called to the Pine Rivers Motel room when housekeeping staff found a live alligator in a recently vacated room. The hotel's manager named Gary, said, we just went in to clean the room, and when my nephew looked under the bed, Wally was there. He was a really friendly gator, so I didn't feel really scared. He let the police officers hold him and all that. I mean, it was a friendly alligator, he said. Police determined the 3-foot alligator named Wally belonged to a man who owns a couple of exotic animals and takes them to elementary schools for demonstrations. The owner contacted the police. He knew when he knew Wally was missing, and didn't realize he left him at the motel. He was reunited a couple of days later. And finally, the Virginia Zoo responded to rumors of an escaped gorilla in Norfolk by confirming that not only were all of its animals accounted for, but the zoo doesn't even have gorillas. Social media lit up with reports of a gorilla on the loose following a power outage recently at the Granby Street area, with several Facebook users claiming to have seen the large primate. The Virginia Zoo put rumors to rest, joking that the sightings were likely the facility's mascot, Zoo Squatch. Officials wrote that any real escape would have been accompanied by a swift statement from zoo officials, and that this was just a hoax. Some people and their jokes, I mean, they just go ape, don't they? Here's Bobby Edwards on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Sound Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
was her name, and not so very ordinary girl or name, but who's to blame? Never played in tune, like a lovely melody that everyone can sing. Take away the words that rhyme, it doesn't mean a thing. No, it never came around. If it did, it never made a sound. Maybe I was absent or was listening too fast, catching all the words, but then the meaning. The girl, and I'd go a thousand times around the world just to be closer to her than to me. And I'll same. I loved her name. Wish that I had found the way and the reasons that would make her stay. I have learned to lead a life apart from all the rest. I can't have
David Gates on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. I was just reading up on this song and found out that Aubrey is based on Audrey Hepburn, surprisingly enough. David Gates wrote this song after watching the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's starring Audrey Hepburn. The song itself has nothing to do with the movie, but the moodiness of the film set him up to write it. How about that? Strange stories of music that you probably didn't know and may not be true. Al Capps before that with Gentle on My Mind and Bobby Edwards with Rainy Day People. Here is Nick Ingman and Feel Like Making Love on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
The weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And easy. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, who I'm looking forward to seeing in May here in Pittsburgh, with the Mexican Shuffle. Before that, Neil Richardson, the orchestra and singers, with You Decorated My Life. Alan Tew, Love is in the Air. Sid Dale with Let's Put It All Together. Lex De Azevedo with Any Day Now. And Nick Ingman, Feel Like Making Love. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You're listening to Eric O'Brien hosting the show, as he does every week. Yeah. And he's talking in the third person, too. And here's Paul Marriott with One on One. Sometimes I don't think about what I'm going to say before I say it. Keola takes us up to the top of the hour with Experiment and Terror, based on something I saw on the internet the other day. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
the world. Every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. Happiness that no man could end. Oh, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine.
I wouldn't mind if Tony Bennett wanted to rule the world, quite frankly. He was quite a singer and quite a wonderful talent. Saw him in concert several years ago. If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring, and it is spring here in the US of A, and good to be in that season once again. We started this hour off with Francis Lai and Carry That Weight. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and here is... Road trip time. Let's go on a Roadside America trip here to Michigan, starting in Frankenmuth. Yeah, it sounds like an alcoholic beverage, but it isn't. This town is actually on my bucket list of places to see, as it is a Bavarian-themed Christmas town. I love Christmas. And home to Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, where it's Christmas all year long. There is likely nothing like it, standing next to Santa or a Frosty statue on a hot summer day, which I'd love to do. The store is said to sell mostly ornaments, and you can find one for just about every occupation and hobby there. Also, while you're in town, why not experience the bizarre and hopefully friendly Bavarian chicken rivalry? Two rival all-you-can-eat Bavarian fried chicken restaurants, Zender's and the Bavarian Inn, the latter with what is known as a trademarked Frankenmuth-style chicken, owned by here's the thing: the two restaurants are owned by cousins of the same family who must have a hatred for each other. That's why I said it, a friendly competition. Each restaurant can seat over 1,000 people simultaneously. The restaurants are basically identical, but each have their own local Bavarian-style beer, local girls as waitresses in revealing Bavarian Batgirl costumes, bar girl costumes, rather. That would be interesting. And, of course, the all-you-can-eat fried chicken menus that certainly contribute